We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alameda County's recently elected district attorney is asking the current DA to withdraw a request that would end up costing the department one-fifth of its current budget. KCBS insider Phil Matier joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Phil, what was current DA Nancy O'Malley trying to do?
Well, what she's doing was she's asking the Board of Supervisors in the sort of final weeks of her lengthy term as district attorney in Alameda County to transfer about $20 million of the DA's office budget into a couple of projects that she started programs to help domestic violence survivors, people accused of low-level crimes and who are struggling with mental and drug addictions. And so she wanted the money to go there, and she made a request for it. District Attorney Pamela Price got wind of it and asked for O'Malley to withdraw the request, saying, look, that's one-fifth of our budget. I haven't even gotten in there. What's going on here? Well, O'Malley, who is making the request for the money, actually sits on the boards of some of the groups that oversee and help fund these programs. So, you know, she's looking for a legacy there. But Price is saying, look, there's a new district attorney in here, and I don't think it should happen. And it didn't, because O'Malley, for whatever reason, whether she read the political winds and the supervisor signaled her, she has withdrawn the request. But what this does is underscore a couple of things, you know, the way public money can move around, but also that things are not all that rosy with the outgoing and the incoming district attorneys in San Francisco, both personally and philosophically.
So, Phil, what Nancy O'Malley asked for in Alameda County was not illegal, right? There was nothing wrong with it.
Right. What? Okay, there's nothing wrong with it. She asked for the money to be transferred, okay, and taken and basically seal it up. There's nothing wrong with that. It was all above board, but it put the Board of Supervisors in a tough position because Nancy O'Malley has been there for a long time, so they're inclined to do what she wants. But on the other hand, there's a new district attorney coming in, and you don't want to open your relationship with them by saying, look, we overrode your objections and gave one-fifth of your budget away to your predecessor's pet projects. That's not a way to start off a relationship with the top law enforcement person in your county. This does underscore, like I said, things in Alameda County. You know, for decades, the district attorney's office has been sort of an independent and largely handed down office. O'Malley, basically, what they would do is in the final year of the district attorney's long reign, they would announce that they're upping one of their assistants to be the acting district attorney, and the Board of Supervisors would approve that, and the district attorney would take a hike. O'Malley chose not to do that. She didn't bring one up, and that prompted the first sort of competitive race we've seen. Pamela Price had run against O'Malley 4 years ago and lost. She won this time. So there was some bruising going on in the earlier race and now this. Yes, Patty, it's all legal, but that's not necessarily political. It's legally correct, but not politically correct. And in this case, I think everybody, especially when it's not surprising that just before the vote, all these became light through a series of letters that were leaked to the press. So I got a feeling that Pamela Price is a little more politically savvy than people might have thought.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Matier. He'll be on live again tomorrow morning at 7:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.